Hello, After Buzzers. Unfortunately, your Monday nights will never be the same again because tonight is the season finale of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt After Show. Don't go anywhere. You're in for three episodes, episodes 11, 12, and 13. Stay right there.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this song.
Look, it's two of us. We're going out with a bang tonight. You know I need my Monday night energy.
Yeah, you do.
Exactly. Welcome, After Buzzers. It is the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt After Show here on After Buzz TV. My name is Sahai, and you can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. That's S-A-Y-H-I-T-S-A-H-A-I. And I have another special guest with me here tonight.
Oh, yes. Hello, After Buzzers. My name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Now, you may be looking for our other co-host. Unfortunately, they were unable to make it tonight, but we send them our best and we want to thank them for being with us all season and making this a great season.
We had such an amazing group and such a dynamic crew from Monday nights. I loved Mondays, which is surprising. No one loves Mondays, but I did. I loved coming here. That's why I'm kind of sad to see it go.
It's okay. We're going to be on other shows together.
Yes,
and
we will.
The memories that we have here will last forever.
And Kimmy's just great way to be.
I mean, you know, she's unforgettable.
She is unforgettable.
And unbreakable. Mm. So we have so much to cover tonight. We have three episodes. Episodes 11, 12, and Lucky 13.
Love Lucky 13.
Okay. Like, today is 7-17-17. I feel like that's good luck as well, right?
It's a palindrome. It works.
See? Forwards and backwards.
Backwards, same thing.
Hello. So we're going to get into episode 11 first. Kimmy. Yes. Googled the internet. Now, tonight, I need to be looking at my notes because there's a lot going on.
There was so much, and all the episodes kind of blended together.
Right.
So it's like, oh my God, I don't know which one was which. Did that happen in 11, 12? I don't know.
So Kimmy, in this episode, she discovers how humiliating the internet can be when she finds out that everyone at this dinner party knows that she is a former mole woman. Mm. Now, we see Perry come back, which I was happy about.
I know we haven't seen him in a while, and I loved seeing the friendship evolve. Kind of wish this season had a little bit more love in it. But, you know, things have to start slow.
You're right. And Kimmy had so many other... She was doing her self-work, you know.
Which I enjoyed, yes.
Exactly. She was working on herself so she could be better for her next relationship.
Yeah. Which she learned a lot in her philosophy class.
Yes, she did.
Yes.
She kind of misinterpreted it a little bit.
Don't we all? But I think her a little bit more.
Because she means well. Overall, Kimmy wants to help people. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way she goes about it. Sometimes she ends up sabotaging herself.
Yes.
Now, tell me, have you ever been in a dinner situation where you're kind of uncomfortable like she was? I mean, at first she was in awe of everyone, but then she was like, okay, who are these people? What are they talking about? What's going on here?
I have, and normally I just go, and I just grab my drink and
smile and sip, sip and smile. Yeah, yeah. Because
I've never run out on a dinner party, though. That is one thing I have not ever done.
They embarrassed her, though. But, okay, can we talk about Rachel Dratch, the with playing both partners in the lesbian couple?
She's always so good. And her the way she somehow, I don't know how she's mastered this move, to sneakily, pop up. And she's just so sporadic.
Walking by with that chicken erratic. That they were, caring for.
It's a foster chicken.
Foster chicken, excuse me.
Foster chicken, yes.
Chickens need love, too. Chickens need love, too. Also in this episode, Titus, we see Titus with Ruben.
Yes.
Trying to make that work.
Trying too hard, though.
Okay, but when he heard that baby's name was Linda, he was done.
I mean, I'm done too. I'm sorry. I've never met a baby named Linda. I did like when the HR department lady at the end that was Hispanic, she said, well, technically it's Linda. So it sounds better with the baby. I'm like, yes.
Which means pretty.
Very. Que Linda.
Exactly.
So I mean, that works.
Yeah, that would have worked. But
Linda.
I know. That was an old lady.
I had a teacher or a substitute teacher named Linda. So every time I think of that, I picture her from second grade coming.
But she didn't work in HR, though.
She did not.
Okay, got it.
We didn't have a lot of HR where I'm from because there weren't a lot of big businesses where I'm from.
Okay, but you had churches.
We had churches.
See,
so there was a Linda at church, too. But she was an older lady.
But again, Titus was lady. Right. Lindas are usually old.
Yes.
So Titus is going to get over that. And then Jacqueline learns that her beloved Russ is actually going to be coming out of the hospital soon.
From the smoosh ward.
The word smoosh. Now, I don't know if it's like, if it makes me, feel a little queasy. Am I the only one?
I think it makes me think of like smushed fruit.
Ah.
Okay, well, this is what I think. So I'm thinking of like a smushed fruit sitting in a bed. And I'm like, this doesn't work.
That's what Russ was. He was basically a smushed fruit, you know, laying in a bed. And Jacqueline wasn't sure that she could even take care of him when he came out of the hospital. Yeah. Now, so she ended up taking care of Mimi, who you told me is your favorite person in the whole world.
I can't stand her. Tell me
why you love Mimi so much.
I cannot stand her. If anyone loves Mimi, more power to you. She needs some loving. I cannot stand that character at all. Like, the actress is fantastic. No, nothing against her. Yes. But the character, like, is one of those people that I would literally be like, bye. I can't handle
you
it.
You would tell her bye, Felicia.
Yes. And I would not take her home and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me find you someone else to take care of you.
Like, I thought it was hilarious.
Her yelling.
You know, I know. Her voice is crazy. But the fact that Mimi, like many women nowadays, decided to get some butt implants, I was like, okay, girl, I see
she
you.
She said it's rolling down the leg. Push it up. Push it up.
But that happens.
To die.
It does happen. I've heard of these things happening. Then they have to go to, you know, get reconstructive surgery.
So I'm just picturing this butt implant slowly falling down the leg.
And she's like, how big? She has like, she's so small.
So tiny.
So I kind of wanted to see her with a big booty. Just to see what it was.
And that wheelchair, though.
I know.
It was fantastic.
A dolly.
It was she pushing in. I was picturing like, what is it? Costco. Right. Big dollies that you push in. She's just
Jacqueline
pushing her in.
She was kind of like a load of ish.
Yeah, she was.
Just annoying people.
And that she fell for the when Jacqueline said, oh, I'm not Jacqueline, I'm her twin sister Jocelyn. And she's like, oh, Jocelyn, come with me.
Jacqueline's always like making up people. Like if she doesn't see someone right in front of her, she pretends.
It's a different name, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. But sometimes this is what you need to get out of crazy situations.
Well, she's finally saying Titus.
Because they're besties.
Rather than Flouncy.
Right.
So I mean, it is Titus now.
The two of them together was one of the highlights this season, which I love getting to see more of them together. And I hope this continues
in season four.
We also saw that Ruben and Titus decided, okay, this is not going to work for us. But it helped Titus realize, you know what, I don't have to force this. And then he realized he still loves Mikey.
I know. I think it was more on Titus's end.
Yeah.
Personally. But, I did. Like, I liked that awakening moment that he had. That he was like, oh, this isn't about you. It is actually about me, but it's not. Yeah.
But have you ever been in a situation where you're trying to break up with someone and they're like, I'm trying to break up with you. And you're like, no, I broke up with you first. Because that's what that happened.
Yeah, a handful of times. Yeah, that's happened.
I like to have the last word, too. I mean, you're not going to break up with me. I'm going to break up with you.
It's almost like when Kimmy was breaking up with Columbia. She's like, I did it first.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, actually, I said it first. I'm sorry.
I know. Poor thing. Kimmy got kicked out of school. We're going to go around.
I'm sorry. No, that's okay. But no, it was a breakup.
Jumping around is fine. You know, we've got a lot to cover. We did see, speaking of old characters coming back, we did see Tina Fey come back as the therapist, Andrea. Girl, Andrea was a mess.
Isn't she? Did I understand that right? That she is dating Xanthippe's father?
What?
Wasn't she? I could be wrong. You guys correct me if I'm wrong.
At some point.
But when she was showing, like, Kimmy's like, the Googling thing, and she's like, girl, you can Google me too. Like, here's me in the spelling bee and whatever.
Right.
And then she's like, my dad's girlfriend's on it. And she pulls up Tina Fey's character, the therapist, at this like White Castle making a muck of herself drunk. And I was like, wait, did that happen?
See, you know, there's so much happening so quickly. Right? Sometimes I miss things, and you are right.
Yeah.
But when we saw her in New Jersey working at the piercing booth,
was she working it? Yes. I thought she was just sneaking and trying to get some. Oh, she's working it. Okay.
Working it at the piercing booth.
Yes, she is.
With her 7-Eleven. With her
big gulp.
Yes.
That 7-Eleven day was a few days ago.
Look at that.
I did not.
Neither did I.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's too much.
It's a lot.
Right? I can't.
Like, I would be bouncing off the walls with that sugar high. I don't drink a lot of sugar, so I'd be like, wired.
You'd be like Mimi acting crazy.
Yes, and I don't like Mimi, so I can't be doing that slushy though.
Not at all.
No,
it's not good. But Tina Fey loved it. But she gave Kimmy some great advice.
So many names.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So because we have so much. She gave Kimmy great advice that I really liked. Yeah. She said, you no longer have to invest so much time and energy into hiding your secret. Which I loved
was
because
so good.
Was that good? Because yeah. Sometimes, like, there are things you don't want people to know, and you think you're hiding it well, but it does affect how you interact with people, and that's mm-hmm. what was going on with Kimmy. And I was like, that's deep.
It was, and it was almost like, you know, watching from an outside perspective, mm-hmm. watching this episode, it really called into question, like, how much I'm on this thing every right. single day. And then there was a moment where she was like, I just feel so creepy that I know all this stuff about so-and-so. And I was like, yeah, that is creepy. And then I was like, oh my God, that's what we do every day.
I mean, before first dates, hello. It's like, yeah, mandatory it's to like, Google the person.
I could be hired by the CIA, I swear. Like the amount of information really? I could find out about a person.
Okay, so next time I start dating someone new, I yeah. just give you their name and you do the research.
We'll do it. We're
Thank
good.
You.
And
you.
I know that that's really creepy, but it's not meant for yeah. like dates. It's literally just meant because like I'm curious.
No.
I do it for dates too.
Thank you.
But yes, so you're not alone
I'm
in
not
that.
Alone, are you?
No, no. But yeah, her advice was so like powerful.
Yeah.
Even though she's drunk off her 7-Eleven cup, I was like,
you know,
it's something that actually I needed to hear too.
Same here.
You know, especially doing, you know, AfterBuzz and living in LA and like our life constantly being on the phone and putting out this, you know, personality or whatever you are portraying to the world.
Right.
It's almost like now you don't really have to pretend. If it's already out there,
exactly.
then why are you trying to hide anything?
Yeah.
There's really, you know, there's privacy.
Exactly.
And then there's hiding.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
There is a line between what you decide to share and what you are allowed to keep mm-hmm. to yourself. Everybody doesn't have to know everything all the time.
But it is a relief when it is something like in Kimmy's situation that you may want to keep it private and hide it. But if everyone knows, then it takes a relief
it
of like.
A huge burden off of her,
exactly.
which was great. You know, Kimmy's deep moments are amazing. Mm-hmm. They're helping us all. So we had Rachel Dratch in this. We had Tina Fey. We had David Diggs as Perry. Now, this is also mm-hmm. when he did his performance, his rap performance at school.
What do we call it a performance?
Interpretive.
What do we call it that?
He said it was rap. Kimmy also rapped, too. Did you see the power, how empowered she was when she started rapping? It just was like
yes, she
freeing
was.
To her.
Was she
her.
Was great at it. I'm sorry. She showed up Perry.
Right?
Because it literally said, Kimmy Schmidt and friend doing your rap in Columbia.
No, I read something that said they were disappointed that they were so on the nose with Perry rapping because he was in Hamilton. So we know he can rap.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but I thought it was cute. I like Perry a lot.
He tried.
He did.
His dance moves. And when they did the eel.
Too much.
I was dying. I was like, well, that tied over from the sushi that they mentioned earlier in the
right.
episode.
See, look, connection. See, you are getting deep. This is what I like. So, Kimmy and Perry are, at this point, still friends. But
just friends.
We didn't see them have, like, a final goodbye or anything,
No,
right?
I think that he's still there.
Okay.
I think that's probably why they didn't have a goodbye. I feel like he'll carry over
he'll
into season four. But I did like his somewhat of an apology. His awkward apology
yeah.
of, like, you know, where he understood. And
he didn't judge her for her past. That's
exactly.
what I liked. Like, he heard this crazy thing about this girl that he liked, and he didn't say, I need to, you know, stay away from you.
Yeah.
He was just like, okay, I'm going to give her a pass for throwing a trash can at me, as all guys should.
Exactly.
Like, if you get crazy sometimes, I mean, just like
throw a trash can
right.
or a baseball bat.
Or then ask us what's wrong, you
yeah.
know? It's usually probably your fault anyway.
This That's, is true.
Right?
Guys, learn that.
So we can go on next episode, episode 12,
yes.
Kimmy and the trolley problem. So Russ is back and looking fine.
Russ, if you're single out there, my name's Candace. It's nice to meet you.
Look,
no,
we don't know.
He was great.
But we don't even know if Russ is heterosexual because he was quite buddy-buddy with Andy Cohen.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
This is true.
Right? I thought that was really cute, a cute crossover having Andy and talking about how – did you see how much Russ wanted to be on Housewives?
He was so excited, and he was like, maybe I can switch to Syracuse.
Can you imagine?
He was, like, all about it.
But Russ has changed so much in this episode, which caused Jacqueline to change the way she felt about him because mm-hmm. he was so thirsty.
Yeah. Kudos to her, though, because the thing is, when someone looks that good
mm.
– and he looked great.
Right.
Looked great after being smushed.
Smooshed.
Smooshed. Smooshed. But kudos to her to standing her ground and not faltering on what she believed or she had come to believe in her
right.
new morals. And, you know, she even acknowledged it. She was like, months ago I would have.
Exactly.
But now I need to do this for me. And there weren't any, like, sad, you know, goodbyes.
No,
it was great.
Yeah, they had a really clean breakup.
It was a very empowering moment, I think, for her, yeah, and fulfilling moment for her to be like, oh, I don't need to be kept.
Exactly.
Cool. I can do this.
Yeah, I can do things on my own. I took care of Mimi. It shows that I can take care of someone. I love when she was like, I didn't even take care of my son.
Like, and I took care of him and her. Right. I love that the nurse was pairing up. She's like, if you can take care of that woman, you can take care of anyone.
Exactly, exactly.
Which I agree with her.
I know you don't like Mimi, but it's okay. Mimi needs love, too. She's just lonely. I love you, Mimi. So then we also have in this episode Zan's TV show. Similar to our AfterBuzz.
This setup was very similar.
Right? What was it called?
Profiles,
which Kimmy did not like that name.
Nor do I. I feel like that's almost like profiling of like...
like a killer or something?
Yes. Okay. Or like she was going to go into the jails and be like, I'm Xanthippe and we are here speaking to someone on death row. Right. Like I was waiting for that to be like...
Yeah,
and that was her tone too when she sat down. She was like, I know. And I'm Xanthippe.
She thought she had fans.
She's a great actress.
I know, but she's so mean to Kimmy.
She is.
I don't like that. That's the part I don't like, but she's a great actress.
But it's her insecurity, though.
That's true.
Which I think is coming out more and more, where she's, like, very insecure. So that's why she hates her so much.
Yeah. But do you see how Zan's trying to be just like us and have her own show?
Yeah.
I mean, girl, if you need some tips, like...
Come on over. We'll have you.
Exactly. Please be
a guest.
There's
a spot. We have an extra spot.
So, speaking of spots, Artie wanted to give Lillian a spot on his international cruise.
Which I'll take it.
If a man says, hello, I want you to come to Europe with
me free
of charge.
Be like, where and when?
I'm already packed. The passport is
ready.
It's ready to go.
Yep, let's go.
When do we leave?
Mm-hmm.
But Lillian had some problems with it because she was still holding on to the memory of her husband. So we finally get to see Lillian's husband, and it is played by...
Kenan Thompson! I loved it because I'm such a 90s baby.
Okay, because I keep on calling him Kel.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't watch that show much. I see him on SNL.
You didn't watch that show?
I know. It was already... I was on to other things at that time.
But Kenan and Kel was my jam.
I know.
I loved Kenan and Kel and Good Burger.
I've seen all that.
Like, that was all my stuff.
See, so you were here for
it. I was here for all of it.
I'm here for him from SNL. So that's...
Him too.
He kills me on SNL. But the fact that when I saw him playing that guitar and singing that bass guitar, and I was like, Lillian, who knew? But then, okay, so why is his body remains in the wall? Because she kept on saying, like,
she killed him, she murdered him, she shot him
because she was watching
the video, and she's like, that was the night that I shot him. Shot him. And he was even saying, he was like, well, if she doesn't kill me tonight, then I'll come back and sing. And she's like, that was the night I killed him. And then she goes talk on the wall. I'm like, her house has to smell horrible.
With them cats.
Those cats and a dead body been there for 30-something years.
That's why I thought Artie fell asleep.
I thought he died from asbestos.
That's what I thought, too.
I was waiting for him to just, like, die from all the poison that she's lit. And her drinking that rubbing alcohol.
And everything else. I mean, she's got a stomach of stone.
Yeah, but I loved Kimmy drinking the maple syrup on the stool.
Poor
Kimmy. The stoop. She can't drink the hard alcohol.
Depressed. I know. Kimmy got kicked out of school, which is always a hard thing.
She broke up with them. Let's get rid of
them. Yeah, she broke up with the school. And, you know, I was reading something and it said, hello, like, did you think that she would pass? I thought they were going to make it like, just like in TV world, Kimmy was suddenly so smart that we didn't know that she could survive at Columbia.
Like a Legally Blonde syndrome.
That's what I was kind of hoping, that she would stay there and have this whole new life, but that wasn't in the cards for her, unfortunately.
And here's my thing. They give her an honorary diploma.
Right.
The least they could do is print a new one. Like,
you know,
why?
They're busy at Columbia.
You know how much money they get a year? They can pay for one diploma.
Maybe they thought Kimmy couldn't read and she wouldn't care. I don't know. I know. They didn't think she was smart enough to stay in the school.
And the fact that she blew up her final test.
You know, she tried.
She
but
did.
It was at that test that she met that guy who later gave her a job.
I loved it. And he was so stinking cute.
Now, do you watch Younger?
I do not.
Okay.
So I know it's super popular. A lot of people
I
are talking about
show.
It.
Yeah. So he's also on Younger, and he played a tech guy who owned like a company. So I was like, he's already typecast as like the
tech guy
who's going to, you know, have a startup.
That's not a bad way to go. I think everything's going techie. So You're good to go,
Right. You're right. We also see Sydney Pokorny.
Yes.
Come back and give Kimmy some advice. Now, it's funny because Kimmy was struggling with, you know, her feelings about her past in the bunker. But Sydney, she's living her life doing shows.
I would be like her, to be honest. Cindy. I would have been Cindy.
You would have been Cindy.
I would have been Cindy.
I want to call her Sydney, but it's
I would be a mix between, like, what Kimmy was supposed to be doing of, like, helping other people.
Yeah.
I feel like I've lived through it. I got to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons. Yeah. I might as well,
yeah,
you know, share this.
I'd be more like Kimmy. I'd be trying to hide it. I know. And then it'd, like, seep out some way, and I'd have, like, emotional issues probably.
I feel like I'm such an open book.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, like, just, I don't know. I feel like that's probably what I would do.
I need to, I'm going to take a little bit of.
I need to take a little bit of. Yeah, see, we make a dynamic duo. At that.
We are like,
we're here.
We really are. We really are. So Cindy, who I keep on calling Sydney, Cindy and Titus also become friends.
They were great.
They were
the
so
fact
cute.
That they said, what was it? On say what you want for dinner on three. One, 2, 3. Dessert spaghetti.
Oh, you're sorry. Supposed to go with sorry, I'm sorry. I thought it was the pancakes.
You want to try it again?
Pancakes with the legs.
With the legs. Oh, can you make those for me?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll make them tomorrow. You know, the dessert and spaghetti part, it was like so much happening, but.
So good.
Titus, you know, do you think Kimmy's going to get jealous? First, he's friends with Jacqueline now with Cindy.
Cindy.
So what is wrong? I can't say her
it's
name.
Monday night, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen. It's
been a
long
day. I have not been drinking, rubbing alcohol like Lillian. But yeah, I would get kind of. I hate when people steal my friends, so I'd be like, oh, like
I'd be the same way,
right?
I'm with you on that one for sure.
I don't like it, but
I always get like, I'm like, she's my
exactly.
best friend. You can't be her best friend. You can be her friend,
right? You need to know where your loyalty stands,
right?
But I guess there's enough of Titus to go around for everyone. So Jacqueline loves the new hot Russ, but he loves his family more after they already, basically disowned him. You see how men are flaky sometimes? Women, they're like, hey, I love you so much. And the next thing you know, like,
bye.
Exactly.
Yep. But can we just go back and talk about what Jacqueline was actually trying to save?
That Haitian rodent.
Toilet rat.
I mean,
and their desire to eat poop.
Yes.
Her face when she said that was just like so heartfelt, like you were talking about the biggest charity in the world.
I know. And their desire like the whales or something.
It was like so heartbreaking.
And it was just nice to see her care about something other than herself.
But I wish she would have picked something a little bit better.
I know, that animal, it was like.
It was horrible.
It wasn't attractive at all.
It was scary.
It was not aesthetically pleasing, I know.
And I'm all about aesthetics, but that was just like
I guess they had to balance out Russ's beauty with something ugly. So that's what they
that's
were doing.
That's good.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
I
she
see
couldn't
that.
Have everything. But when Jacqueline would
she
be
picks
like.
The ugly.
Exactly. When Jacqueline, when she first saw him and she was like, clear the room. I was like, I hear that.
Yes.
That was very sexy.
Everybody leave.
Exactly. And Lillian did the same thing with Artie.
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know they had that much chemistry going on.
Well, when she found out that, you know, he was looking out for her best interests with all the different technology
the gadgets,
things.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cute.
That was really sweet. He's like trying to bring her into the new age, and she was holding on strong.
But he's not trying to change her, which I love.
Yeah.
Because he is trying to introduce her to new things and modern technology that will, you know, ultimately benefit her.
Yes.
But he's not trying to change her. He's staying at her place.
I mean,
which kudos to him.
Scary enough.
Right?
Have you ever dated a guy who had a super dirty apartment? I have.
Oh, God, no.
And
I feel like I would just break up with him at that point, too. I can't.
It was somebody I've known for a really long time. And I've said it
that
to
him. That
gives
me anxiety.
It is not comfortable. Because I think some guys think, oh, if she's here, she's cool with it. But I had to say, no, dude. Like, I am not cool with it. It is not okay.
So, because here's the thing. When I am dating someone seriously, what do you date for? Seriously, like long term,
right?
For future,
right?
That's just reality. I'm not saying I'm looking for the next guy to be like Mr. Right,
right?
But at the same time, it does call into judgment, you know, their cleanliness.
And do they think you're going to be cleaning up after them?
Exactly.
All the time?
I don't want my house looking like that.
Not
if you come
all.
And stay with me, you're not making my house look like that. So I think that that was just like, yeah. So kudos to him for putting up with Lillian's.
I know, and all her quirks. And
everything. And he just loves her for
he does. But here it is. He about to die. Artie going to be gone.
In a month? Tomorrow?
We don't know.
The fact that he didn't have a pulse, I was like, we're going to have a death on Kimmy Schmidt?
I know. Another one. You know, Dionne Warwick.
But she's alive and kicking. She's fine. But I'm saying, like, for him to just go that way.
I know. So it wasn't clear to me how it really ended with them. Like, she decided not to go, and then that was it?
They didn't talk about it, because remember, and if we jump forward a little bit into episode 13, where Kimmy's all upset, and Lillian's coming, obviously, to her to be like, give me some happiness. Like, right. I'm supposed to, like, you're supposed to tell me to run off and be meeting him at the airport, and you're not doing that. So I don't think that she's met the plane, but I'm wondering if that's in the foreseeable future.
Okay, so she did run to catch the plane with Artie?
We didn't see that, we don't know. Okay, it leaves it open-ended.
Okay, because I was like, did I miss
she something? Was helping Kimmy, but she was talking to Kimmy saying, you're supposed to tell me to go chase after him. So I'm wondering if she'll, like, see Kimmy happy and be like, oh, I can be happy too, and run off. So I guess it kind of leaves us hanging.
And you know what? That makes me think that was like a reoccurring theme. Like, them, this close-knit group of four always do things to help each other out. So Lillian was sad, but she wanted to make Kimmy happy, so she sacrificed, you know, she pushed her feelings aside and was like, let me help my girl.
Yeah.
And then Jacqueline did the same thing for Titus. When he needed her.
Which I want, like, she is great.
She did a great job.
She is good.
I told you, I love, you know, Jacqueline's my girl. She always has been. She's grown so much this season, and I love it.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of Jacqueline, you know, we in episode 13, I'm going to turn my notes over a little bit. We see her helping out Titus a lot because Titus, you know, reveals that he's in love with Mikey and he needs some help. Okay. Let's talk about Titus's makeover when he had that darn peacock.
If he didn't have the letters on the back, I'd be like, boy, you fabulous. But those letters on the back, what'd they say?
With the cape.
What happened on the cape? What was on the back of the cape?
I don't remember.
Did it have Andromeda on or something? It had something. Oh, it might have been Titus. But either way, that gold calligraphy on the back just got me. I was like, right.
Like, he had some writing. I didn't even notice it because I thought maybe it didn't. Maybe it was a cape he stole or borrowed, so it didn't even apply.
He looked.
He looked great.
He looked fantastic.
Coming out of that car with walking a peacock, which he gave to Mikey, and Mikey's, it's the same stockbroker guy. I know.
For 3 months.
I know. I mean,
that's moving fast.
That's long term right there. And Mikey seems so happy about it. I was like, calm down, Mikey. You got to show your love to everybody. Everybody don't want to see that. I know.
Would you do the same thing, though? If you came up to your ex and you're with your new boo thing, would you be like, oh my God, we're amazing, we're getting a new house, we're all this stuff?
It depends on the ex. I might start, like, caressing my new boo's face, like, smooching. You know, sometimes you gotta play it up a little
Depends
bit.
On the ex? It depends. Oh, okay.
If it's someone, like, I mean, there's option one, just ignore and pretend like you don't see the person.
That never works.
Oh,
it's worked?
I would do it. Yes.
That's never worked for me.
Duck and hide. Like,
get that hat and go.
Exactly. Some conversations don't need to be had. Because also, true. I don't want you to know my business. You're not entitled to that. If we're done, we're done sometimes. Mm. Am I coming off bitter? I hope not.
No, okay. You're fine.
A lot of mine
have come out of the woodwork this week, and I'm like,
really?
This is weird.
Why? 7/17/17.
Maybe that's why.
That's why.
It's so weird, though. But, like, literally, day after day after day, I was like, is going on?
How many of your exes did you see?
Well, it was like either the ex or them being directly tied to the ex. So it was just weird. Like, I was hiking.
And somebody came out the woodwork.
Uh-huh. And, like, just different things.
Was
and
it like three or more situations?
Yes.
See, I feel like three is a number. Like, if you say your ex's name three times or three things happen that, like, remind you of them, suddenly they pop up. Suddenly they call. Suddenly they send an email.
But they were three different.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it put the ex energy out there. He might be calling her.
Maybe the new guy will come along. That's what one of my friends said the other day.
Okay.
She was like, you're going to find someone soon because you got all this, like, reoccurrence of the other one. So I was like,
okay. Got maybe. It.
I'm hoping that happens for Titus.
Okay, so Titus goes on this Mets cruise with his collaborator for Boobs in California.
Boobs in California. Dr. California, something California, and my hair in California. I don't do it as good as Lauren.
That's okay, Lauren. See, we need you here.
We need you because you were fantastic. That was your jam. We miss you.
Yes, we do. But, you know, I was excited to see a full performance of this because they had those hot outfits on.
He looks locked.
He looked good. Also,
Jack, and he was singing it with passion.
He was
happy about those boobs in California.
But he could not take it when Mikey started making out. I don't need to see that. Mikey, again, he always making out with his boyfriend, doing too much.
Like, PDA is not necessary at a Mets cruise. Right. At a Mets cruise. Come on.
Exactly.
You're surrounded by a bunch of macho men.
I know.
Playing baseball. I was not expecting that to happen in the middle of the baseball.
I know. Group. But those guys were happy to. They were excited about that song, too. They really wanted to hear it.
They wanted to hear the boobs, California. And then the guy in the back saying, "You don't even care about boobs. Get them off the ship."
Now, Titus, again, he doesn't like take the ship back to shore. No, that's not
Titus fashion.
No, not at all. He leaps off, and then he and Jacqueline were swimming and swam to shore, basically, yes. Which is, you know, what he did earlier in the season when he thought he killed Dionne Warwick, which is hilarious still.
But I love Jacqueline's line where she said, "It's fine, I look better white than anyone."
Exactly.
I was like,
love
yes,
her.
Baywatch.
But that moment is when she decided she wanted to become an agent.
And did you see when the test fell?
Yes.
It was so sweet.
And that's what it said. That even the aptitude test that she took told her that she should be an agent. Now, Kimmy, on the other hand, she tried to be a crossing guard. She took the test.
She was very good.
And, she had to battle the robot.
Yes, the robot came back. What was the robot's name? Yoku.
Yoku.
Or Yoko. Yoko.
I didn't write it down.
They apparently sell them at
Yuko.
Yuko. We had the letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yuko also was battling Kimmy for this coveted crossing guard position. Mm. And then Kimmy had to make a decision. The trolley challenge. But what would you have done? Would you have killed the five people? Or save the one.
I'm sorry, there was another lane to her left that could have easily been taken. So I would have been like, option this way.
Right. But Kimmy, you know, she saved everyone.
I think I would have probably done Kimmy's.
Yeah. But look how your past comes to haunt you. Here it is. She's trying to make a change, go on with her life, and that darn reverend holding her back again.
What do we call him, a reverend?
Why do we call him a reverend?
No, I said, would we call him a reverend? Is he really reverend?
I know.
No, I just hate that for her, you know?
It's just sad. But it shows you, like, when you don't... Here it is. She tried to save the reverend's new wife from experiencing what she did, and now she ends up hurting herself in the end.
But yet, there is a silver lining, because karma, in karma fashion, if we're talking about that, it does end up giving her a greater opportunity because one door closed. So it's very, like, it was something that I really enjoyed because I always need a reminder.
Yeah.
Is that sometimes we're so focused on this door right here that the door you're actually supposed to go into is right over
That's
here.
True. That's true.
And because this one got closed on her, this other one, this beautiful opportunity opened up, and she wouldn't have been able to take it if she would have taken crossing guard.
That's true.
And she did, you know, make her first 100. So it's like also Columbia's closing because she didn't get 100 on her test,
right.
Yet she got 100 on another test.
That's true.
So it's one step. And the universe is just constantly pointing her in the right direction.
And it showed that her emotional intelligence was valuable.
Exactly.
Maybe not to Columbia, but to this young man who had this new startup company.
So what always makes you unique is ultimately what we should really focus on.
That's true.
You know, we always try and change ourselves because we're like, oh, if it's unique and it's easy for me,
right.
It's not worth it if it's easy. But sometimes that's where you're supposed to be and you'll find your most success.
True. And then also, sometimes you can take a test and it may say one thing, but you got to be out there. You got to explore and be available to the opportunities as they come.
Exactly.
Because the test told her crossing guard, but that wasn't really her destiny. So I hope this is a great experience for her.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
And her puns were great with the dog and with all the other things. I couldn't even remember them right now, but they were great. That's one of my favorite parts.
Titus, you know, made this big confession that he still loves Mikey. Jacqueline, you know, this is the end of her marriage, her second marriage, number two, but she was happy about it.
Yeah.
That also shows her growth because marriage number one, she was devastated after that ended.
Did you see her music video to enter in Desperate Housewives?
Okay.
she Real had Housewives.
The long. It was kind of like a Desperate Housewife.
Yes.
Wait, when her son stepped into the frame. It reminded
that
me.
That poor kid.
He's going to be like disturbed. Messed up. Yeah, totally. But it reminded me of those internet videos where you see moms like twerking and then you see the kid in like the background. But Jacqueline, you know, Jacqueline had that long hair. I haven't seen, you know, I love me some long, luscious locks.
That weave was great.
It looked great on her. Yes. She should do that. She looked good.
That fur, though.
I know.
I mean, it was fabulous for the attire that she needed it for. She was
trying to stunt for, you know, Andy Cohen. That's what it was. We also saw the return of our girl who, the mistress from the previous episode. She was one of the opening acts on the Mets.
Oh, yes. I was like, wait a second. What did I miss?
That mistress. What? Who sang the national anthem?
Oh, laying on the convertible, or was there a Ferrari?
One of those. But I like how they always like bring people back. That the DJ also was in a previous episode too.
She was like, he was my masseuse or something, like probably season one.
Yes.
But that's great too for like actors to have such a camaraderie and like a team of camaraderie that they just bring people back because they were so good.
Yeah. And that's what makes this show unique. Like how those little things, I mean, there is always a lot going on in the show. You have to, but there's a theme usually it culminates into something. So, okay. We hit episode 13, you know, the end of the season. Overall, like, did you have like a favorite episode or a favorite scene or even a favorite like guest star or character?
I think you put me onto the spot.
Okay, I'm gonna
you do yours. Let me think.
You think on that. Now, I loved Maya Rudolph. Yes, Miss Dionne Warwick.
Okay, great.
That was great. Favorite episode. I liked seeing Titus fall in love. Like, I liked seeing him with Mikey. But I liked seeing him evolve. The fact that he, you know, lost him and he gave Mikey the opportunity to grow. But then he was like, you know what? I'm going to get you back. I thought that was beautiful.
I loved Lemonading.
Of course.
Great way to start out the whole season. Like, it was just fantastic. I actually loved the episode where Kimmy finally stands up for herself. So it's after we find out about Dionne Warwick not dying, but him being a thief and everything else, and she's just like, this is the last straw. Her finally taking a stance and Titus really having that epiphany of how much Kimmy really does for him. I loved that as a heartfelt moment.
Yeah.
But funny-wise, though, there's so many funny moments in the show. It's just so hard.
And Titus was just like all over the place. I loved also this whole Ruben dynamic because it made me think about how sometimes we come to a point in our lives where we think, okay, this is the type of person that I need to date.
And I need to settle with.
Yeah, this person is good for me. Yeah. But ultimately, you know, it didn't work because he was forcing it and it wasn't the best thing for him. I loved baby Linda too.
She was adorable.
She was so cute.
She was just so happy. I love babies though.
Yeah, so do I.
I love babies.
So if you had to give out like a most valuable player award for this season, who would you give it to? And it could be anybody, not just like the main four.
Most valuable player? I have a supporting player too.
Okay.
So most valuable player would be an equal tie between Jacqueline and Titus.
Okay.
Because both of them kind of came into their own.
Yeah.
And I loved the more sass that we got from Titus.
Yeah.
We've always had sass from him. Mm-hmm. But I think he just kind of defined Titus.
And he became, we got sass and depth.
Exactly, which I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. So I loved that. I loved Jacqueline's empowerment, which I really love. All her little like happenstances that she's had throughout the whole season that really like called into like, oh, yes, I've got this.
And you know what I loved? Jacqueline's makeovers that she did this
yes,
season.
Yes, and her makeovers.
She did a makeover on Titus, and she did a makeover on Lillian.
And they're both
amazing. So in her work as an agent, I think she should also add some wardrobe styling or something, because she does a great job. She always looks great as well.
And supporting player, though, Artie.
Love Artie, right?
He has been great. He is literally like such a like neutralizing,
yeah,
but yet heartfelt character that adds to Lillian that, yeah, I liked.
He's sane. He's like, yes, one of the few sane people.
He
on
is
the, show.
The sane.
He's the only,
because him, everyone else is just kind of like,
yeah. Him and Perry are pretty sane.
Yes. Oh, that, I love Perry too.
Yeah, Perry, yeah, is cute. I like him. I think overall it was a great season. I read some reviews that just said they felt it was a little disjointed sometimes, and
but I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
This is not me bashing the show, because I obviously love, yeah, the show. But what I liked so much about season one, is that there was a fluid storyline.
Right.
That, you know, you could jump around and still understand what was happening.
Yeah.
But it was still like a progression we understood. You, mm-hmm, know, she came out of the bunker. She was finding herself. She ended up trying to get out. She went to the court case, all of that.
Right.
So I loved that fluidity through season one. And I think they were starting out strong with season three. And then when you hit about episode five and six, it was like,
where are we going?
Where are we going? Oh, yeah, there's a bird over here. Oh, there's, yeah, something over here. Okay, yeah, now we're going to throw some more stuff that kind of tie together,
yeah,
in there. So as much as there were some tying elements, like, anyone could come into the season and kind of watch episode seven and know what's going on.
Exactly. I think maybe I just thought about it. Like, this show is created by Tina Fey, coming from 30 Rock, where, right, that's another show where you've got a lot going on. And, right, if you've watched it, you can connect all the previous characters that come back. And I think that's what they're doing with Kimmy, right, as well. And in season one, we were just getting to know her. Now in season three, all these things have happened, but I think they keep on piling everything all together. So season four, I think, you know, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they've been picked up again, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'll continue to watch.
Oh, I definitely will, 100%. Yeah. And I do, it has its benefits of both. So I'm wondering to see if they're going to still do the sporadic-ishness, mm-hmm, going into season four.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to go back to kind of like one full-on storyline. Either way, I love the show.
Do you have any predictions for season four? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Mm.
Okay, I think, like, for example,
yes,
hopefully Perry and Kimmy become a thing.
Yes, what agreed.
What would their name be? Their couple name? Pimmy?
Kiri.
Okay.
All right, it's Perry, so Carrie.
It could be Carrie. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, Perry, okay, Carrie. Carrie. Okay, yeah.
Or it could be Pimmy.
Right.
I like Pimmy.
Pimmy's cute. I think that's cute. Yeah. Pimmy. So I hope they really become a thing.
I would love to see Jacqueline almost become another one of my favorite characters in the world of TV.
Ooh.
Samantha from Sex and the City. Yes. I could totally see her coming into her own and being a Samantha.
Like a mogul or like...
A mogul. So if, think Sex and the City, the movie.
Because Samantha was also very sexual. So which part of Samantha? Samantha was a lawyer or?
No.
Samantha Jones. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay. Sexual. Yes.
So I can see a little bit of that, because, yeah, she did have her own little, like, va-va-boom.
Yeah, leave the room. Her PR company.
But yes, her agency.
I would love it.
I think her, because she was like, I don't need anybody. I love you, but I love myself more.
Right.
I feel like that's where Jacqueline's heading.
She's found her niche.
Yes, because before it was always wanting to be kept, and oh my God, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But now I think it's going to turn a little bit to where she's going to be like, no, I love you, but I love me more.
Jacqueline, like, values herself.
Yes.
And that's what we saw there. Someone, like, deciding I'm important and what's important to me.
And this is what I deserve in life.
Yeah, and I'm smart and I'm capable.
Exactly.
She started believing herself in herself. I love it. Yep. I love it. I love it. Anything for Titus? Do we hope that he gets
Titus
back together with Mikey?
I think, yes, hopefully that. But I also think his songs will start going more viral.
More, yes. His singing career is actually going to pop off.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I like that.
I would love to see him actually hit Broadway.
Again?
I know that's like, yes, again. But a far-fetched thing. I would love to see him go there. And what's the other character's name?
Who, the one that he did the song with?
The other one that played Matilda's understudy on Matinee Day.
I don't remember.
Oh, what is his name?
Matilda's understudy.
Yes. The other large...
the one with who was on his knees playing,
yes,
the child.
What is his name?
His name. Yes,
oh my God, I'm going to have to look that up. But I think that I would love for Titus to have the main role and him to be like the understudy.
Oh, nice. Because, you know, Titus has been off Broadway in his
Yes, but I'd love to see him off Broadway and then the other guy being the understudy and him having to, like...
Oh, I like it. I like... Because, yes. Again, when we saw him perform on the Met stage, it's like Titus is in
his... He's coming in his element.
Yeah, I love it.
Except for the wigs thing. I didn't really enjoy the wigs as much when he was going on profiles.
Pulling out all the wigs.
I was like, what are you trying to do? I know better than that,
but
Titus.
But you know what? These are probably from his previous performances when he was doing things on the street and on his own. So these are from his work
before. But him coming in and saying, well, I grew up in Mississippi. I was like, where is this coming from?
Exactly. And now, what do we hope for Lillian?
I hope that she ends up with Artie, but I really am scared for Artie to see if they're actually going to go there.
Yeah.
Because this is such, like, a
pivotal point. Yeah.
But such a heartfelt show. It is. They've never killed anybody off. Okay. They address a lot of hard-hitting issues and make it, like, really funny.
Like the Hillary Clinton balloons.
Yes. But they've never killed anybody.
Right.
So I'm wondering to see if Artie will, like, buy his heart. Yeah. Or if a heart will come into play. Or if he's gonna...
Isn't that funny how she hates when money is used?
But now this is her moment where she's like, just
use the money that you have. What I hope is that Artie and Lillian stay together and she moves into his mansion.
But then yes,
she won't be their neighbor anymore. But still, I just want her to see her be the fish out of water and see how she's going to react to that. And then she's going to have to meet his kids, and we'll see that dynamic.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then Titus is going to always be at her house for some reason. Just like she was always at Titus's house, Titus is always going to be at her house.
I wonder if they'll find the dead husband in the wall.
Oh, gosh.
That just had...
R.I.P. R.I.P. And on that note, although Lillian's husband is dead, we have to end I just want to thank everyone here at AfterBuzz for giving us the opportunity to host this show. Yes. Thank you to everyone that's watched. And watched us, commented, and continue, you know, we'll be back next season, hopefully, and continue watching the show. And you can check me out on social media at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHitsahai. And my lovely Candace, it's been an amazing opportunity working
with you. It's been wonderful working with you. And I want to thank everybody as well so much for tuning in. This has been one of my favorite after shows to do. I love all of my after shows, but I love coming to see your smiling face on Monday. So thank you guys for tuning in and always commenting and being such amazing people to join in on our community. So again, my name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Thank you guys, and see you soon.
Mwah.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.